If communion is remembering, why eat and drink? Why not just remember? Well, I suppose all of us learn different ways. We all have different ways of understanding. And the Lord knew that. And so the Bible is given to us in a variety of ways. The Bible is given to us in poetry, in narrative, in legal argument. We have every imaginable kind. What do you like? You like love stories, war stories, spy stories, courtroom dramas, you name it. God has taken every possible way of communicating his truth, and he's given it to us. So, when we worship, we have singing. We have prayer. We have the reading of the word. We have the enjoyment of other people's worship. And we have symbols, emblems. And these are there to help stimulate our thinking. We look at them and we realize the bread is best when it's fresh, and the wine is best when it's aged, when it's old. The bread comes as a result of being cut down and ground and put into the oven. And these are all beautiful illustrations of what the Lord Jesus has passed through for us. The crushing of the grapes, the vintage, is a picture to us of the wrath of God. The trampling out of the vintage is a picture of the wrath of God and how the Lord Jesus went under the wrath of God for us. He someday will trample out the vintage, but he himself went under the crushing of the judgment of God. And so as we look at these emblems, they are such graphic illustrations to us. The body had to be broken before the blood would be shed, and that's why we take it in that order, and there's such beautiful illustrations of that. So the Lord is helping us. I mean, audio visuals are a great thing, aren't they? And the Lord has given us some divine audio visuals to help us in our remembrance of him.